This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Holi, the festival of colors, goodwill and harmony celebrated in hilly parts of Nepal with fanfare. People of Tarai Madesh marking the festival tomorrow. Low visibility disrupts domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Preparations for climbing Mount Everest intensified with the onset of spring season. A team of 10 Icefall doctors heads towards a base camp to fix out safe route for mountaineers. And Russian President Putin's aide dismisses short-term ceasefire with Ukraine as Trump's envoy is in Moscow for talks. Now the news in detail. Holi, the festival of colors, has been celebrated in the hilly parts of Nepal today, including in Kathmandu Valley. Also called Phagu Purnima, people celebrated this festival by smearing colorful powders and throwing colored water at each other while dancing and singing. People of all ages participate in one of the major festivals in Nepal. Since age old times, the Holi festival has been observed as a celebration of the victory of truth over false words. The festival of goodwill and harmony will be celebrated in the Tharai region tomorrow. On the occasion, the government granted public holiday today in the hilly districts, while it will be given in the Tharai Madesh tomorrow and Friday to celebrate the festival. Flights were disrupted in the country today due to low visibility following adverse weather condition. An airplane belonging to Air Arabia overshot in course of landing at Tribhuvan International Airport, TIA, in Kathmandu this afternoon. TIA spokesperson Rinji Sherpa said that the aircraft, which was about to land at TIA, suddenly overshot due to missed approach following wind shear. Similarly, a Kathmandu-bound aircraft of Air India from New Delhi was put on hold in the air at Simara due to adverse weather, and it landed at TIA later. Likewise, a flight of Thai Airways was also put on hold during flights for some time. On Wednesday, an aircraft of Nepal Airlines coming from Narita of Japan, an aircraft of Qatar Airways, Air India flights from New Delhi, plane of Batika Air from Kuala Lumpur of Malaysia, and Fly Dubai had to hold in the sky due to low visibility. Not only international flights, but the air flights from Dhangadi and AT Airlines aircraft from Pokhara were also held in the sky. Preparations for climbing Mount Everest have been intensified with the onset of this spring season. According to Sagarmatha Pollution Control Committee, a team of 10 icefall doctors has headed towards the base camp to fix out a safe route for mountaineers coming to scale the world's tallest peak. It is expected to take around 20 days to open the route up to the second base camp. The climbing permit for professional expedition team will be allowed to set out on the journey only after the completion of the fixing of the roads from the base camp. All the required works are said to have been carried out for the convenience of the climbers. The current account remains at a surplus of 166.80 billion rupees in the review period. Nepal Rashtra Bank stated in its current microeconomic and financial situation of Nepal, based on a report of the 7 months data ending mid-February 2024 and 25. In the US dollar terms, the current account registered a surplus of 1.24 billion rupees in the review period against a surplus of 1.22 billion rupees in the same period last year. In the review period, net capital transfer amounted to 5.83 billion rupees. Similarly, in the review period, 7.45 billion rupees foreign direct investment equity only was received. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Deuba has reached New Delhi, the capital city of India, on Thursday afternoon on a visit. According to her secretariat, the foreign minister reached New Delhi following her prayers and worship at Baba Baidyanath Dham in Jharkhand of India. During her visit, Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to participate in the Regional Dialogue organized from the 17th to 19th of March by the Ministry of External Affairs of India. Additionally, Dr. Rana will also address separate sessions titled The Status and Problems of Climate Change and What the South Wants on behalf of Nepal from the Addressing the Digital Public Infrastructure Conclave, Moreover, Dr. Rana is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with her Indian counterpart, Dr. Yash Jaishankar, and counterparts from other friendly countries. This news comes here from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हरेक दिन को लागी सबै पाक यही पाए जहाँ जाउँ कनेक्टेड रहोस् इन्टरनेट मसाप गर्नुस्
डेटा भोइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस्
नेपाल टेलिकमको सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरिद गर्न *1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Noel Kishore Saha Sudis has said that Nepal is committed to protecting women's rights and ensuring their empowerment. Currently in New York of the USA, leading a Nepali delegation to the 69th United Nations Commission on the Status of Women, Minister Sudhi made the commitment at a ministerial roundtable held at the United Nations headquarters on Wednesday. He also stated that Nepal is fully committed to providing opportunities to women at all levels of the state. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. An aid to Russian President Vladimir Putin dismisses a short-term ceasefire with Kiev, saying it is nothing but a temporary respite from poor Ukraine. The BBC cited Kremlin aide Yuri Usakov as saying it would amount to nothing more than a temporary respite for the Ukrainian military and a chance for aid to regroup. The dismissal comes as U.S. and Russian officials are due to meet in Moscow to discuss a 30-day ceasefire proposal. Russia's military says it has recaptured Sudzha, a key town in the Kursk region that was previously taken by the Ukrainian forces. Earlier, the Kremlin said it was the final stage of the operation to drive Ukraine from territory it seized across the border. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky rather says that the country is determined to work as quickly as possible with its partners towards a stable peace. The United Nations experts have said that Israel has carried out genocidal acts against Palestinians by systematically destroying women's healthcare facilities during its war on Gaza. According to Al Jazeera, on Thursday, the Geneva-based Independent International Commission of Inquiry said in a report that Israel intentionally attacked and destroyed Gaza's main fertility center, while simultaneously blocking medicine for pregnancies, deliveries, and neonatal care from entering the enclave. In its report, the commission found that Israeli authorities have destroyed the reproductive capacity of Palestinians in Gaza as a group through the systematic destruction of sexual and reproductive health care. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu condemned the UN investigation for false accusations, including absurd claims. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy to generally cloudy in the mountainous region across the nation. The mountainous region of the Kusi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces might experience light snowfall at 1 or 2 places. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy in the hill region across the country. The Terai region will witness partly cloudy to mainly fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Holi, the festival of colors, goodwill and harmony celebrated in hilly parts of Nepal with fanfare. People of Tarai Madhes marking the festival tomorrow. Low visibility disrupts domestic and international flights at Tribhuvan International Airport. Preparations for climbing Mount Everest intensified with the onset of spring season. A team of 10 icefall doctors heads towards base camp to fix out safe route for mountaineers. And Russian President Putin's aid dismisses short-term ceasefire with Ukraine as Trump's envoy is in Moscow for talks. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.